We're in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Chet. Says the Mishnah. Misha haya nasui l'shtei isomos ktanos umeis. Somebody who was married to two isomos ktanos, two young orphan girls, and then he dies. So now both of these girls are going to fall out in Yibum. Biyasa o chalitzasa shal achas mehem. The bia or the chalitza that the brother is going to do to one of these girls is going to pater the other one, her co-wife, from having to do yibum or chalitza. Since the marriage of these two ketanas are seen on the same level, so one an action on one of yibum or chalitza will exempt the other one, just like by normal two wives who fell out in Yibum. V'chein shtei charashos, also two women who are deaf mutes, if they fell out in Yibum, so an action by the Yavam on one of them will exempt the other one. Ketana v'chareshes, what if you have the two women now that he's married to, and then he dies, and who fall out in Yibum? One's a ketana and one's a chareshes. So says the Mishnah, ein bias achas mehen poteres tzarasa. An action on one of them will not exempt the other one, will not exempt the co-wife, because these two women each have their own din, their own way, even though they're not both full marriages, but they're not on the same level, and we don't know which one is going to be more of a full marriage to exempt the other. Bikachas v'chareshes. So what if we now have two women, one is a normally intelligent woman, and the other is this deaf, dumb, deaf mute. So then we have a case of bias abikachas poteres achareshes. Then the action that the Yavam will do of bia on the bikachas, on the normal woman, that will exempt the deaf and mute woman. Because you can always do an act over here of yibum, chalitza, to someone whose connection, whose marriage is greater or more full, more complete, and exempt the one whose marriage is less complete. Ve'ein bia sachareshes poteres es bikachas. But the bia, the act of yibum that the yavam will do on the chareshes, that would not exempt the pikachas, the normal woman, because again, you're doing an act on a woman whose marriage originally was not complete, and that cannot affect or exempt a woman whose marriage was complete. Gdolo ketana, now we'll take the two women who he's married to, where one was a grown woman, and one was a ketana, one was a minor. Bias ha-gdola poteres es ha-ketana. Again, the yibum that he'll do on the grown woman will exempt the ketana, because the grown woman had a full marriage and the ketana did not have a complete full marriage. V'ein bias ha-ketana poteres es ha-gdola. But the bia, the yibum he'll do on the young, on the minor, on the ketana, will not exempt the grown-up. Because again, you can't do an action on someone whose marriage was not complete, not full, in order to exempt the person whose marriage was full. That's the basic rule, and we see it playing itself out with all of these different combinations. That again, it has to be that the two women are on the same level, so either they're both like normal grown-up women, and then the action on one will exempt the other in Yibum, or they could both be ketanos, and the action on one will exempt the other, or they could both be deaf and dumb, deaf and mute, and then the act on one will exempt the other. But if you have different combinations, then the act on the one whose marriage was more complete will exempt the one who's less complete, like by a fully grown woman and a ketana. But the act on the one whose marriage was of yibum, on the marriage of one who was less full of a marriage, will not exempt the one whose marriage was full and complete. For example, a yibum on a ketana will not exempt the gedola. That's the basic law at play as it plays out with all these different combinations in the Mishnah. Mishnah test. Mi shehaya nasui l'shtei yisomos ketanos umeis. Again, we'll take a case of someone who was married to two orphan ketanos, youngsters, and he dies. Ba Yavam al Harishona, v'chazer uba al Hashniyah. Now the Yavam comes and does Yibum to the first, and then he goes back and does Yibum to the second, which he shouldn't have done, because you only do Yibum once. Or Shaba Achiv al Hashniyah. Or even if he, the Yavam, didn't do the second act, but one of his brothers did on the second girl. Lo Pasal as Harishona. The first girl was not Pasal. She can still stay his wife. The reason is, again, we're going to see that the two women have to be on the same level. Since these two women are considered halachically on the same level of marriage to the original guy who died, so once the first katana did a yibum, so the second one doing a yibum is not going to pasul her. The reason is that the way in which the Gemara understands that a katana is married is a safek, it's a doubt. That maybe it was that she is at this point, after she falls out in Yibum and gets and grows up and does Yibum or Chalitza, maybe we see it as if it's a full marriage, or maybe we see it as if it's no marriage. I mean, maybe there's a full Kenyan, or maybe there's no Kenyan. So therefore, if it was a full marriage, and the first brother did a Yibum, so he acquired her as his wife. So now the Yibum situation is over. So if he goes and is Miyabim the second wife, or one of his brothers is Miyabim the second wife, it didn't do anything. It wasn't right. He shouldn't have done it. But it does not affect the first marriage because she's now become his full wife. And on the other side of the equation, if she wasn't really a full wife, but rather she was a... she wasn't considered a full wife of the first husband. So then she's considered that there was no relation, and therefore he's allowed to marry her anyway. But the second woman is not going to remain permissible to either of the brothers, because maybe there was a full marriage going on. But so either way you look at it, the second act is not going to affect the first act. V'chein shtei harashas. Similarly, by two harashas. Now, the din by two harashas is different because the Gemara understands by a harashas is not a suffix. Rather, because of her handicap, her marriage is not complete, is not full. It's only b'miktsas, it's only partial. And therefore, two women who are harashas is much easier to understand. There's no suffix, there's no two sides to handle with over here, but rather there are both on the same level. And therefore, the Yibum on the first one worked, and the Yibum on the second one was unnecessary. It shouldn't have been done, but it will not affect the status of the first woman because she became his wife, at least as much as is possible for this Chareshes. Ketana v'Chareshes. Now we take a case of a minor with a Chareshes. Says the Mishnah, Ba Yavam al Ktana, v'chazer uba al Hachareshes. O Sheba Achiv al Hachareshes, v'lo lo pasal es a Ktana. So if we take one direction, first we'll take this, the direction, the Mishnah takes the direction of the following. First the Yavam does Yibum to the Ktana, and then either he or his brother go back and do Yibum with the Hachareshes. So they shouldn't have done the second Yibum. But says the Mishnah, it's not going to puzzle the Ketana. The reason, again, is because the Ketana is a suffolk whether she's a full wife or not at this point. And if she's a full wife, so the Yibum worked completely, and the second act, although it shouldn't have been done, is not going to affect that status. The Yibum is over after that first act of Yibum. And if she was not a full wife, so then, anyway, we don't care. She's considered somebody who's not really part of the equation, who wasn't the wife of his brother, and so therefore he can stay married to her. But again, he will not be able to stay also with the Chareshes, because maybe the Ketana was in fact the full wife, and then the Chareshes is Aser. But either way, the Chareshes is not going to Aser, not going to puzzle. This when the second act is with the Chareshes, it won't puzzle the first act, which was with the Ketana. Now the Mishnah takes the opposite. Ba Yavam al Chareshes. What happens if first the Yavam did Yibum with the Chareshes, the Chazer uba al Ketana, and then he came back and did Yibum with the Ketana? Or Sheba Achiv al Ketana. Or his brother came and did the second act of Yibum with the Ketana. In that case, says the Mishnah, Pasal es a Chareshes. In that case, we do say that the Chareshes is Pasul. Again, the reason is because a Chareshes is not a Suffolk. The Chareshes is a partial marriage. That's how we see it. Whereas the Ketana is a Suffolk. The Ketana is either a full marriage or no marriage. But on the side to say that a Ketana is a full marriage, so then her marriage was stronger, and the second act of Yibum, which was done with the Ketana, was more full and stronger than the first act of Yibum, which was done with the Chareshes, so that will go back and puzzle the Chareshes. But again, the second woman, the Ketana, will also remain Aser, because maybe the Ketana is no, is not allowed. And so therefore, the Ketana will remain Aser also, because once this act of Yibum was done with the Chareshes, it should be that the Ketana, if she is, even though she could be considered a full marriage, this act shouldn't have been done, since there was a partial form of Yibum having been done already with the first woman. So in that case, then it passes. So again, to recap over here, the halacha in Mishnah Tes, we see that a Chareshes is married partially. A Ketana, who is the Asoma, after the husband dies and she falls out in Yibum, is a Safek, whether it's a full marriage or no marriage. And again, once we have the rules of thumb in place, so then we can look at these two women when they fall out. And as if the first Yibum was stronger than the second Yibum will not possible it. But if the second Yibum was stronger than the first Yibum, then the second Yibum will possible it. And in the case of the Ketana, we have to look at both sides of the Suffolk to see if it will, in fact, possible the one that came before it or not. That's the end of Mishnah Tes.